big city cops. How do they keep track of all the information they need to maintain law and order?
X3 1079, that's our man.
Honeywell provides systems of information management to police forces all over the United States, and we can do the same for your business. Just give us a call.
Johnson? Miguel Johnson?
Yeah, that's
follow us. Your wife just had a baby girl.
Honeywell, you should see the things we do with computers.
Monday night on station number 8, it's horses and battleships on the bounding main as the men of Fort Arapahoe protect America's ports on Coast Guard cavalry.
Colombian freighter just inside the 10-mile line. Ready, men? Charge! Yo, ready!
Then on station number 8, a special presentation, The Wide World of Table Games.
Smorchnoy sitting on Indiana Avenue. He needs a 3 to get that railroad. He's rolling now.
Oh, no, it's an 8. He's going to jail. The partisan crowd loves it. Sadists saw. They're really like to see him suffer.
Then at 9, catch all the excitement of spaced-out metaphysics on the adventures of non-existent Norbert. Coast Guard Cavalry, the wide world of table games, and the only non-existent hero in TV history, only on Mondays, and only on station number 8.
Tuesday nights on station number 8, after all the old reruns, it's the great outdoors right in your living room. It's safari fun in the city with Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter.
Howdy there, Urban Hunters. This here's Tommy Floodbus, Urban Hunter. And today, well, we're out hunting donuts right here on I-80. Of course, all you like them donuts for breakfast and stuff, and they're sort of hard to get, you know, especially out of season like this. What we do is just stand out here on the interstate until... till we see an old home bread truck. Wait, oh, there's one now. Just hide here behind the sign. Get behind that exit sign and wait just then he comes up. Now jump out and blast! There you go! Hey. Now, here's a little hint. You might want to keep a grenade in reserve so that you can knock off that driver. Sometimes they're a little testy about you grabbing their donut, but just try to get them.
Sportsman, marksman, grape shot wizard, Tommy Floodbus, only on station number 8.
This Thursday night, on Friday Night at the Movies, rescheduled from Monday afternoon, station number H proudly presents the premiere of a major motion picture for television. It's the martial arts in all their hideous glory. The Osmond Brothers in 60 Fingers of Death. See the Osmonds slash their way through evil and smile their way through 16 great songs, including their latest smash, Hit Me Again, I'm a Bad Person. The Osmonds in 60 Fingers of Death. Thursday night, or eventually, on station number H. Fridays, it's family fun and big dollar excitement as Bob Barker, the Orson Welles of quiz shows, brings you thrills, spills, and wacky game show hijinks on Bob Barker's Squid Wrestling $4.
Yes, it's Squid Wrestling $4, brought to you by Bowser Sheen. Thousands of shiny dogs agree it's Bowser Sheen. And now, here's your host, Bob Barker.
Well, thank you, Lyle. Well, Mrs. Janet Beeftop of Factory Waste, California, we're going for all the money now. Here's your question.
Hi, Bob.
Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
True or false? I eat moon rocks.
False.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love them for breakfast every day. It's into the tank with you to wrestle Fifi, our squid rescue for Dollar Squid. There she is. She'll be going at that for a little while. Now let's meet our next contestant. Tell us about him, Susie Quattro.
All right, Bob. Our next contestant comes from Cleveland, Ohio, makes his living picking up empty Pepsi cans for raising funds for the PLO. So join us now. Here's...
Okay, we'll have to tag on the end because I needed more music there at the end.
But